to the Nutramedical Report. I'm going to go over some protocols to give you an idea of how I approach different things, and it's constantly evolving, so you'll see a timestamp. If you go to the wellness conditions, I'll be posting up in the next few months a lot of updated videos that'll be posted up on our live stream channel, translated over also to YouTube, Vimeo, Minds, and our deagle-network.com. These are free and available to everybody, and I'll be bumping many of them up to what I call medical grade, where they'll include a number of medical investigations and other things that should be done by you or your doctor or specialist. I had an interesting question regarding someone who had a persisting cough. And in fact, they ended up going to the hospital. Luckily, the doctor checked them and didn't have pneumonia, but they had what's called a pulse viral tracheobronchitis. Now, viral infections, if you look at a chest x-ray, you sometimes see a ground glass appearance. And if you do a flow volume loop and lung function test, you may see a drop in oxygen if you walk them. If they drop too fast, they can actually get into serious trouble with desaturating below 85 to 80%. That means they may end up having to stay in hospital to watch them. But this gentleman just had what's called reactive airways. And sometimes it can persist for even months, where you get several things. You get inflammation or edema of the airways and bronchi. You get excessive mucus production in the basket cells. And you get bronchospasm caused by inflammatory cytokines. Sometimes the viruses persist for months or even years. For example, we now know that rhinovirus subclass 3 persists in people that have asthma. And they may have other persistent, we call stealth pathogens, growing in their basket cells of their bronchi or respiratory bronchioles, which are the little alveoli just before you get to the little tubes before you get to the alveoli. So for the first thing is, if you got RAD, you want to take NutriSilver. You take a spray, sets of three, one, two, three, and then hold for a count of 10, repeat, and you want a dosage of one spray per 10 pounds body weight. NutriSilver will deliver it to the respiratory bronchioles, kill off any viruses, bacteria, stealth organisms, including psittacosis. Next thing you want to take is you want to take cell detox glutathione, because the primary inflammatory molecule in lung tissue is basically hydrogen peroxide, hydroxy radical. And you can actually grind a capsule of the glutathione with a mortar and pestle and put it in with your Omron, or if you have a Sinopulse Elite, you can actually put it in with normal saline and inhale it. The little ground up little microparticles will actually turn off the hydroxy radical as you inhale it. You can use NutriDefense, which also is the most powerful antioxidant, and it also blocks the receptor binding domain for all viruses. Plus, it has components that disrupt the viral capsid for all DNA and RNA viruses, blocks the Fenton reaction to allow tissue planes to be entered by pathogens, and has the most powerful NK killer cell stimulant to fight infections, including cancer and an autoimmune disease or infection. So that's how you start. Cell detox, glutathione, NutriSilver, and NutriDefense. And if that doesn't stop it, then you need to contact me and I go to the next stage. Let's look at the next one. We have we talked about people developing, we call pelvic pain, bladder pain. Now, the first thing you want to do is, whether it's bladder pain or pelvic pain or these other areas, you want to do a digital thermogram of the sacrum and pelvis. And most of the time, the digital thermogram will show thermographic abnormalities. You can also do an axon 2, A-delta, and C-fiber scan. And I'm going to be posting up links to the American Association of Thermology and also to the axonpain.com. And you can find a local doctor that can do these digital thermograms or the axon 2 scan. And what you do is you get a consult, send those reports to me along with your other medical records, and I'll do an analysis for you if you have chronic bladder pain or pelvic pain. A lot of people have, we call, dyspareunia in females, or they've got pelvic pain in males, or bladder spasm pain. It can be a neuropathy or some other disease. It's usually a sacral neuropathy, and you can find the sacral nerve root that's the cause of the problem. Then we can do local specific blockades there. You can do what's called a Langerhans blockade, which I can tell your doctor how to do with the formulas I worked out with Pencal MediSave over a decade ago. Now, in terms of bladder spasm, the core treatment is Bladder Up, which is made from pumpkin seeds, and the pumpkin seed extract will stop the bladder spasm activity along with Swedish flower pollen, which is a natural alpha-1 blocker. And you take 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day, Bladder Up, 1 soft gel morning and night. The next is from prostate. A lot of times in males, especially, it's due to prostatism, and the prostate can be infected from anywhere from a bacteria like a stool bacteria, E. coli, or even Trichomonas vaginalis, for example, or urea plasma urea lyticum, which is much harder to culture. Prostate flow. So you may have to add in an advanced phase things like NutriSilver, Nutridyne, Allicin Med, and NutriDefense. For advanced care, we start off with NutriSilver, a spray for 10 pounds body weight three times a day. Spilkes, which is our magnesium potassium taurate to stop muscle spasm, and Cell Defense Plus to reduce the cytokine levels in the bladder or the pelvis. Cell Defense Plus curcumin. So that's going to help. That's the phase two. And if it still persists, we need to do more investigation. But to start, if you have a chronic, we call pelvic or sacral pain, bladder pain, is to do a digital thermogram and Axon 2 scan, axonpain.com. And it, by the way, there's an ebook there from Dr. Randall Cork in our association. Shows all the links so you can get a doctor locally in your area. The next protocol I want to talk about is an updated protocol for diabetes. And the core protocol is diabetoline that's going to be sinulin plus other components to lower insulin resistance, along with biotin plus. It has all the trax amino acid, is of chromium, vanadium, and other herbals that actually will lower insulin resistance. And berberstatin. Berberstatin has two effects. Firstly, it's a supports what's called normalization of dysbiosis, but it lowers and blocks glucagon in your liver. It's a very powerful glucagon blocker, because part of the problem people get in is that their liver responds and their body to high insulin by putting up high glucagon to counteract the insulin along with high cortisol. And the glucagon, what it does is it dumps out sugar by converting protein into sugar, especially at night. So you want to take berberstatin. So you want to take a diabetoline, berberstatin, and biotin plus before every meal, and at least two ultrathiamine B1 capsules three times a day. The fat-soluble thiamine will counteract the what's called the specific enzymatic imbalances there, and the transketolase enzyme is very important to protect not only your kidneys but your peripheral nerves from damage caused by the diabetic issues. You want to be on glycemics, substituting at least one or two meals a day and at least two snacks a day. And start off with Nutritrala, the only long-acting alpha-lipoic acid on the planet, one tablet three times a day. Advanced protocol, we add carnosine D-link that actually D-links proteins already cross-linked with sugar. Cell Defense Plus to turn down the cytokine levels that are elevated in diabetics. All diabetics and obese people have elevated cytokines because it's an inflammatory condition. And we add Vein-Away diosmin to protect the blood vessels in the kidney, the eye, and elsewhere, because increased levels of C-reactive protein and lipid fractions increases vascular disease by up to 600%, increases cancer 600%. Omega Supreme Pro, very important to get anti-inflammatory fatty acids, and then very important, diabetics have elevated levels of homocysteine, not only in their eyes, their brain, and everywhere, so you want to be on some ethyl. And B12 and folate, bio-LVR is important, but it won't lower elevated to really high levels of homocysteine locally in the tissue site, because it may not reflect totally in the blood level. So semethyl a sachet first thing in the morning at 2 p.m. Now, diabetics respond to a ketogenic low-carbo diet. They respond to mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy. So if you can get mild hyperbaric oxygen and get in a low-carbo ketogenic diet, it'll help your diabetes dramatically. And many times you can get off all the diabetic drugs you know, there's very few drugs that are useful. The problem is, even if you take a drug like Glucophage, the problem is that you have to realize that you're going to have decreased renal clearance of that drug, and so the level may go really high. So if you have decreased kidney function, you're going to have super high levels of the drug. Let's go to the next protocol. People want to know how to run their ozone machine in the hyperbaric chamber. Firstly, you just unscrew the top of the compressor, one of the two compressors for the sump to C chamber. You run the line directly into the compressor. You cinch it down again by tightening the screw, but not tight enough to pinch the hole running from the ozone generator machine. It has a 30-minute timer, so when you go in the chamber, you turn on your compressor for your two compressors for your ozone, for your sump to C chamber. If you have, like I have, an oxygen concentrator as well, I turn on the oxygen concentrator because it takes a few minutes. Let it run for a few minutes first before I get in the chamber. Then, just before I'm going in the chamber, turn on the ozone machine for 30 minutes, and away you go. You get extra oxygen, and you get ozone that, under pressure, it gets compressed into the tissues with Henry's law, and actually causes more anti-inflammatory and stem cell stimulating effects. let's see, this is we had an interesting story about a person that had a very bad fractured healing and poor humerus healing, and they basically were told, we can't pin your upper shoulder, we're just going to put you in a sling. Firstly, you want to heal that tissue and granulate it in, so you want to be taking bone generator, 6 capsules, 30 minutes to 40 minutes after your 2 largest meals, micelle D3, 5,000 units, 4 soft gels twice a day. You can also take collagen max, a capsule twice a day. That's the core. Now, if we go advanced, we can add myco D2, which is our mushroom-based D2 with ergothionine. That's the first receptor activated in stem cells. Full vitamin K2, minoquinone 7, mountain red velvet, as we mentioned earlier in the second part of the show. 2 capsules, open one in the mouth, swallow after 10 minutes, and take twice a day. Nutrimeds from Majesty's Royal Jelly that makes procollagen. And then advanced to healing, we use Lumen Photon in the NICO setting, as well as micropulse, which stimulates the stem cells. It's a Schumann resonance polar magnetic field simulating the north and south poles, which in the space station they found increased stem cells growth in their stem cell lab in the space station 400%. So that was developed by Dr. Bob Dennis in NASA. We have, of course, gallstones and kidney stones, and the person strained themselves and they thought, well, they might have got gallstones or kidney stones causing a problem. Interestingly, they came back and gave me something else different. But if you have gallstones or kidney stones, you want to stop stone formation, you want magnesium potassium citrate, 3 capsules twice a day to reduce the inflammation of your bile ducts, Cell Defense Plus and Gastro Heal, which is incarnosine. Cell Defense Plus, 2 capsules 3 times a day, and Gastro Heal, 2 tablets 3 or 4 times a day. You chew them. Bio-LVR to normalize the liver, and Omega Supreme Krill to stop the inflammation in the liver and the bile ducts, and the fatty acids will help to reduce the formation of calcified bile. Advanced, we add Omega Supreme Pro, monoglyceride, Gamma A Plus to reduce hydroperoxy radical, and cell detox glutathione to reduce the hydroperoxy, because it's inflammation of the bile ducts and the basically the different parts of the kidney that are actually forming, causing stone formation. There's always some degree of inflammation present, so that's going to help dramatically there. Skin and muscle infestation. This is an interesting, strange call. And the person really didn't say, they couldn't find a doctor to actually test it, but they think they have some kind of pathogens in their skin. Believe it or not, it's not as impossible as it is. Now, a lot of people have talked about this Morgellons disease, and I've done enough research now. No, I'm pretty certain that this is a form of mycobacteria. And it's most likely a mycobacterium called Agrobacterium, which in its micellar form acts like it has a degree of intelligence because it grows and it responds to environmental stressors or trying to kill it. If you've got a skin infestation, whether it's mites or bacteria or some slow-growing pathogen or a fungus, and interestingly, and this is something I was shown slides many years ago back in the early 80s, of one of my friends in Alberta that was a triple boarded specialist in internal medicine and dermatology, as well as radiology. And he actually did some advanced studies under scanning electron microscopy and showed that he actually, when you see a diabetic with lipid decorum changes in their lower leg, they actually have the mycelial form of candida pushing the nuclei right through the periosteum of the bone. So they don't just have budding form of yeast, they actually have a branching form pushing its way through blood vessel walls and the periosteum of bone and all kinds of really ugly stuff. So the first thing you want to do is take Nutrisilver to the regions 4 times a day, and it'll help to kill off both viruses, bacteria, and fungi. DHEA, pregnenolone, and a very small amount of the curcumin cream 4 times a day. And Nutriodine, 15 drops in filtered water orally 3 times a day. Allicin-Met, a cap 3 times a day, and NutriDefense, 2 caps 3 times a day. And the NutriSilver orally, a 1 spray per 3 or 3 drops per 10 pounds body weight 3 times a day. The pathogens, no matter what they are, these antipathogenics will clear them. What you have to do is maintain the immune system, which is where the NutriDefense comes in. You can add NutriImmune, which is immunoglobulins. On top of that, we have a new product that we'll be launching in the next few months that actually is a special transfer factor to your immune system for the 26 major human pathogens. And that will be available. It's an avian immunoglobulin transfer factor product. Very, very unique, very amazing. And it obviates the need for, quote, vaccines for all these different conditions. Next is thyroid recovery. And people continue to seem to be confused in this. Firstly, your thyroid is regulated by your autonomic nervous system, whatever compartment. So the compartment that regulates your compartment for your brain is different than your blood vessels in your heart. It's different from your brown fat around your internal organs. Each one's regulated by the local autonomic nervous system that regulates the iodination of T4 to T3. T4's half-life of somewhere around 27 hours plus 35 hours, but usually 27 hours. T3 has a half-life of 5.5 minutes, which means when your body makes it, it's gone. It gets deiodinated down to T2 and reverse T2. Reverse thyroid hormone, RT3, actually blocks your thyroid receptor. So if your body is making RT3, which happens in what we call pre-diabetic or elevated insulin, your metabolism is actually shut down because it actually blocks your mitochondria. So this is like the brakes are put on your mitochondria. So if you're on a testing, you've got to do a free T4, free T3, free reverse T3, and an HS or high sensitivity TSH. But if your RT3 is high, your sensitivity TSH doesn't tell you much. You want a core temperature chart with either an alcohol or a high sensitivity thermometer, either oral or axillary. And you want to keep a temperature chart because if you're hypothermic, it means you have type 2 hypothyroidism, especially if you have elevated RT3 or reverse thyroid. Nutrimeds, you want to be and never take a synthetic thyroid like levothyroxine or anything else. And there's different names in Mexico and elsewhere. We've had a recent lady that had a consult, and she was taking a synthetic. So you do not want to do that. Mitothyroid, you take 2 capsules in the morning and after lunch. Nutridine, 10 drops in water twice a day. And selenium crucifixion, 1 capsule twice a day. And Minerals Plus, 1 capsule twice a day. And Force Colon, which helps to improve deiodination, you take a capsule twice a day so that you get better deiodination. If you monitor your core body temperature chart and you do blood tests again in, say, 60 days or 30 days, it should show a significant improvement. If your energy level is still not going up, you have to think that your adrenal glands crashed, which means you need a salivary test. And I recommend directlabs.com and do a 24-hour multiple data points. And you want to measure cortisol, DHEA, and melatonin levels. And you measure all three, and it gives you a chart. And if that chart shows that your diurnal pattern's messed up, you need to be on adrenal support, 1 or 2 capsules in the morning, DHEA and pregnenolone cream in the morning in order to support your adrenal glands. And you may need to start taking things like NDMEs or specific peptides for your thyroid adrenals or for your pineal gland in your hypothalamus. And so I can obtain those if necessary because you may have central problems. Besides peripheral problems in the gland, you may have central problems, and I can help that with specific minerals, with indium, and with peptides for the pineal, hypothalamus, and pituitary gland, etc., which I obtained from the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine in Europe. So it gives you an idea of how this can get pretty complicated if things are not responding appropriately. I had questions about people that have autism. This is a gentleman all the way from the Netherlands. And his son, the core treatment is to start off with S-methyl, a sachet under the tongue in the morning, bio-LVR, capsule twice a day. And you can make this into a smoothie if necessary if the child has autism. Cognition Plus, 2 capsules twice a day. And Neurogen, which is algae-based DHA or docosahexaenoic acid, to remyelinate because it's delayed myelination. That's the core protocol. You can go to advanced with gamma A plus to stop the inflammation in the brain, the nitroproxy radical, CoQ10 supreme ubiquinol, which increases astrocyte metabolism, and cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical. The next level up beyond advanced is to actually start working on cholinergic pathways, and you need ultrathiamine B1, CDP choline, and uridine or uridine monophosphate, depending on whether you're a fast or slow acetylator. And if you don't know, I recommend uridine. Summit to see mild hyperbaric oxygen with ozone is amazing. If these kids are put on a ketogenic diet, within a week or so, they start talking in sentences and behaving much more normally. If they're on hyperbaric oxygen with this proper program, core or advanced, as well. Back in a moment, your questions, 800-313.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
And welcome back. I had a question about someone who had been looking back to an old database and was looking for BH4. This is for someone who has depression, a low energy level, and so on. What you want to use for that is two things: bio-LVR. If need be, you can go up to superfolate and pyrimethyl B12. But the most important component is semethyl, S-adenosyl methionine. We have the highest concentration of the 77% isomer, optical isomer, under nitrogen in a lemon-flavored granules that tastes great. And I take it first thing in the morning and after the show. I can tell you it's amazing. This will make lots of BH4. It also helps to improve the levels of nitric oxide in your blood vessel walls. It helps to counteract energy levels and ATP levels. It is the quickest, along with things like bio-LVR, to reverse low energy levels and depression. So, yeah. Let's see. You have Tom in Utah. You want to have target diet suggestions and needs for recommendation for dealing with environmental toxins. Can you be more specific? What kind of toxins are you thinking of, Tom?
Well, I'm the whistleblower pathologist, or former pathologist, now a pathological liar in many people's eyes.
So, yeah, you're a real pathologist, right? So you're a medical doctor pathologist, right?
Well, right? At this point, I don't even claim any allegiance to that fellowship.
Right, but you used to be a medical pathologist, is what you're saying.
I worked in pathology. That's all I will tell people at this point.
Okay, good. Okay. So what did you discover in your sojourn through the medical system or the pathology system, and what would you like to talk about specifically?
Well, I discovered the pack of lies, for one thing, but beyond that, I testified in Congress, but I don't know if you heard me on Deanna Spengola's program. But I identified a poisoning issue that impacts 34 million, actually even more because of the cover-up of the HHS and AMA and all, you know.
Oh, yeah, the American Murder Association you're talking about, right? The American Murder Association?
Right. So I just wondered if you were conscious of this poisoning issue that I'd opened up, because it may be actually...
There's all kinds of things I'm conscious of, but some I can always learn... Is it, what's the name of the toxin? And I can either look it up and see if it's something I know or know of. Go ahead. What's the name of the toxin?
Well, I identified a ventilation error put in place by HUD. So what it does is allows combustion gases to come inside the breathing air, the occupied space in any manufactured mobile home.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I've heard about that before, too. So, in other words, you're getting all kinds of volatile combustion gases getting inside that mobile home, which, by the way, is also made of building materials, oak gas, lots of toxic plasticizing and volatile agents as well.
I was the one brought down by the deputy sheriff in New Orleans and helped them identify the latent cause of poisoning in those FEMA trailers. Of course, that upset a few people, including the Clintons.
Yeah. But they were involved deeply in that FEMA trailer thing, weren't they?
Oh, yes. In fact, after I testified in Washington, I was assaulted. And what they did is effectively left me partially paralyzed and blinded. Really rather nasty people. But I've been listening to your program since Deanna actually contacted me. She found about me and brought me in. And since then, I've picked up on, on your program as well as the others on this network. But I'm curious to know what you might recommend for the victims of these poisonings. You know, they've suffered carbon monoxide, formaldehyde, nitrous oxide, the plethora of toxins produced in combustion.
Okay, let me turn around and ask you, what dietary things do you think, and then I'll give you my recommendations, what do you think is helpful in the diet? And what do you think nutraceuticals you need to detoxify?
Well, I don't know. That's not my area of specialty.
Okay.
Let me
give you the most important. Most people don't have a deficiency of phase one detoxification in the liver. They have deficiencies of phase two, which is methylation, sulfation, and glucuronidation. They also have difficulty, once they get the mobilized toxins out of the body, of deconjugating bacteria that can re-release them because they have dysbiosis in their lower colon. And we want to go through that. So just stay right there. Tom, we'll be back in a moment. I'll give some specific general recommendations. Absolutely, hold on. We'll be back in a minute after our break. And we'll be back in a minute. So, Tom, that's good that you called in.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
There's a couple other websites I'm going to mention here, and I want to make sure I spell them all correctly. One is Gassing, G-A-S-S-I-N-G, America.com. Is that correctly spelled? G-A-S-S-I-N-G, America.com?
Yes, like you're gassing your vehicle or gassing Jew in Israel.
And the next one,
In Germany.
Good. The next one is Infanticide, I-N-F-A-N-T-I-C-I-D-E, USA.com. And the third
one... Actually, that was... threefeetfromdeath.com.
threefeetfromdeath.com. Now, I asked this question, a twisted question when we were on break, is why do you think they did this? Now, tongue-in-cheek, you probably have some pretty good ideas, and of course it was connected with who was connected with this in terms of doing it. Was it wasn't Dick Cheney. It was, well, before him was Mr. Rumsfeld. When was it?
1974.
Who was involved with that at that time?
Henry Kissinger was the key player, as best we can determine.
Okay, now you know Henry is tied. Henry Kissinger is tied with the global population control schemes that now have incarnated from Agenda 21 to Agenda 2030. The World Watch Institute published since the 70s. The Foreign Affairs Journal called for the Council on Foreign Relations. And if you read their policies, because you can argue and say, I don't like Deagle, man. He's a smart aleck. He thinks he knows everything. And I don't know everything, but I know a lot more than the average person, and I have the cojones to actually tell the truth and ask questions. And because I ask 10,000 more questions than anybody else, I challenge anybody to think that they can fence mentally with me, and I believe that I'm a what's called black belt in Brazilian mental martial arts, and I will give you a headlock and stop the flow of thought from one side of your cortex to the other very quickly, because I'll put you in a Brazilian intellectual headlock if you think you know more than me. Now, if I don't know,
I'll
go back and research.
I want
people to understand this. Even if I don't know something completely, I will research it, and in 100 hours, I'll become the prescient world expert on that particular subject. But I've been doing areas in so many areas of medicine, toxicology, environment, geopolitics, and finances, and other things for years. People say, like my son asked me the other day, who do you think you're an expert? I said, well, I'm an expert in medicine and environmental issues. But to be honest with you, in every other area, if I'm not an expert, I can do what's called Vulcan mind meld and ask you enough questions within a matter of hours. Any main key corollaries or things you know, I will suck into my brain and correlate it and create an intellectual gestalt. So I'll either find out if it seems to be logical or true, or I will attack it. And the problem, what you're presenting to me, is very logical. The fact that Henry Kissinger is involved tells me it's most likely that Henry was involved in population reduction and, of course, affecting the next generation or the infants or children. And that's really nasty, isn't it?
Yeah. The infants and the fetuses in utero are the primary victims or targets.
Right. Now, I want to go back to deal with some wellness protocols here, and I'll tie it into what you're saying, so just stay there so you get an idea why I'm saying these things.
Okay.
A lot of the illnesses we see nowadays, like autism, is due to toxins. And we have this board with Robert De Niro, who, by the way, wanted to punch Donald Trump in the face. And by the way, I want to punch Robert De Niro in the face, because if you want to attack my president, I'm going to punch you in the face, Robert. And I'm a lot younger, and I've always been stronger than almost anybody I know. I have twice the grip strength of a steel worker. I got 94 kilos of compression strength in my hands, even at 65. So if I get a hold of you, I'm going to break your bones. Now, I want people to understand this. I can understand why Robert De Niro's like that, because all of Hollywood's out of their mind. But a good thing about Robert, which I'm now applauding, is he's working with Robert Kennedy dealing with the idea of mercury. Now, the crazy governor of California, when they ran out of mercury free vaccines, he said, well, I'm just going to write an order that we ran out of vaccines, but we'll still give mercury to children under 3, even though we know it's harmful to their brain. Well, I'm going to give you the medical specifics, because I did the original research with Dr. Vimy, and I gave equations in the toxicology, because he was using a mercury sniff meter and microvolt meters to test the tooth amalgam surfaces and look at total body burdens. I gave him the total body burden equations to figure out how bad it was. He's working on his dental pathology PhD thesis. Now, I got threatened by the Alberta College of Physicians and Surgeons, Dr. Roy LaRiche. They say, Dr. Deagle, you're working in association, with his deep, brogue South African accent. And I'm thinking, what do you mean working in association? I'm not in his office. He said, well, you're working in association, Dr. Deagle. We're considering pulling your license. Now, you got to understand, I got attitude, and I'm also half a lawyer now, by the way. So if you mess with me, I'm going to sue your pants off. And there's a bunch of lawsuits I'm in the process of considering doing. Now, They can be time consuming, but you know, because I don't have to hire a lawyer, I can just be the lawyer, a pro se, and use not only the pro se litigant course called How to Win in Court, but also I was trained at Stony Brook Medical Legal Center in New York City, and I've been BME certified by the American Board of Independent Medical Examiners as an expert witness. So I'm like half a lawyer. I know what to do now. I know how to be a real pain in the ass to the courts and the judges, especially if you're going to appeal their things. Now, what they're doing, Kennedy, was appointed by Donald Trump, and Robert De Niro's in there. So I think eventually Robert De Niro's going to shake hands rather than punch Donald Trump in the face. Because if you can stop the effect of mercury, it's not just there, it's also in our food. 83% of the mercury that's falling into your veggies, even organic veggies, is coming from dirty coal in China. Why are we doing trading with China when they don't do scrubbers on their industry so that their heavy metals from their dirty coal is ending in our veggies here in North America? Huh? Really? Yes. And why are we allowing stack vaccines with multiple toxic heavy metal and other chemical adjuvants that are frying the brains? And I can do the gene snip polymorphisms of a child and tell you if they're black or Hispanic, the chances of getting autism from multiple stack vaccines is 3 to 4 times, because children that are black or Hispanic have more gene snips that indicate they're going to get things like catecholamethyltransferase 1 or glutathione peroxidase, etc., and other gene snips that are going to increase the risk that they're going to end up with heavy metal toxicity and BOF or brain on fire. And their neurotubulin subunit of their connecting their dendrites is going to get jammed by mercury. Okay, so they can't assemble these subunits, can't assemble to form a dendritic connection to a synapse. So, you're right. I mean, and these toxic volatile chemicals are similar. Most of these are what's called anti-mitochondrial effects. So they basically, we're getting what we call a mitochondrial apocalypse. Around the world, every mammalian organism, any eukaryotic organism, not just mammals, are having the mitochondria assaulted by toxic volatile chemicals. So it's putting all of the organisms in the world into an anaerobic state that promotes gene mutations, cancer, and autoimmune disease, and what's called an extinction level event. So part of the reason why we're seeing bizarre sexual behavior is we're literally feminizing males with toxic volatile chemicals. Many of these in these motorhomes or oak gas chemicals feminize males. And it doesn't just feminize human males. I use the very sarcastic statement that if you're an alligator farmer in Florida, you got to turn over the alligators now to tell if they're boy alligators or girl alligators. Because you couldn't tell. You couldn't tell recently. Years ago, you could tell. You can't tell anymore. That's scary. So any other comments you want to make? Because when we look at it, we see things like, for example, people say, I have eye floaters, and I have this question. And it's actually by a doctor, Jeffrey. Well, eye floaters are increased oxidative stress. So the reason why we're getting more things like eye floaters and advanced glaucoma and other diseases is glaucoma is an inflammation of the ciliary process in the canals of Schlemm at the limbus of the iris. And so whether you're diabetic and you've got, mycobacteria or fungi like Candida albicans, glabrata, or tropicalis, they're blocking your pathways. So you actually, instead of angle closure glaucoma, you get open angle glaucoma, but you're blocked the channel. So you've got basically intraocular hypertension, and you're going to end up with glaucoma damaging the optic nerve head and the fovea. So a lot of these things that we're seeing now have a toxic load portion that's a good part of the problem, including many of these chemicals and heavy metals block even the ingress of minerals to the nucleoplasm of the cell to actually turn on genes. So, for example, for eye floaters, I would recommend Vision Max and their CanSee, to develop by Dr. Babachev in Moscow, cell detox glutathione to reverse the hydroperoxy, CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, which crosses the blood-brain barrier and the eye barrier, because CoQ10 will not into the eye. Gamma E plus to stop hydroproxy. VeinaWay for the diosmin for the vessels in the back of the eye. By the way, they're sitting in front of the rods and cones. So I don't know if God had a bad day, but he actually put the blood vessels in front of the rods and cones to pick up your vision. So if your circulation is starting to go and your microcirculation in the back of your retina, you can't see because it blocks it. So if you go blind from this, it's because the vasculature is actually blocking the light even going to the rods and cones in the back of your eye. So you might consider that. Whatever toxic thing they did to you, I don't know what studies were done afterward to find out why you went blind. There's often multiple reasons, like an intraocular bleed or retinal tear or just a very bad sclerosis of the from a chemical burn, let's say, to the cornea that can occur with chemicals, and then you can get a cornea transplant.
That's what they did.
Right, well, you can get a corneal transplant to fix that, and you can actually use peptides to regenerate your eyes as well as taking specific nutraceuticals. NutriSilver will also get rid of pathogens. A lot of people aren't aware that that most people that are diabetic or have chronic like scleroderma. I have one lady contacted me last week. She had LASIK surgery, and she got post-LASIK surgery, not just corneal erosion. She had to start getting blisters and eye autoimmunity. Now, the eye is what's called a remote site, which means there's proteins in the eye that the immune system never sees. So it's never going to attack it. But when you do LASIK, you get into the blood circulation proteins that the body goes, oh, my God. And then it starts to become sensitized to these proteins, especially if you have toxic volatile chemicals in your bloodstream. So if you've got young people, like, for example, young girls, and they're getting the Gardasil vaccine that puts DNA in their body that makes the antigen for the papillomavirus, which is supposedly causing, you know, a certain percentage of cervical cancer, and you think this is a solution for cancer to actually put the genes in to make the cells of her body to make the protein antigens, this is craziness. And it's producing pseudotumor cerebri, intracranial hypertension, increased levels of narcoleptic attacks where you literally fall asleep, you know, like just drop, you know, face plant, and autoimmune diseases and chronic fatigue syndrome, mitochondriopathy, and their cytokine levels and their blood goes up to the ceiling. I measure them in people, and if you have Gardasil vaccines and you develop this spectrum of disorders, your levels of cytokines in your blood are into orbit. Now, how does this tie in with the chemicals you're talking about? Well, if you have, whether it's a motorhome or home smoke gassing chemicals or an industry where you've been exposed to things like methyl ethyl ketone in the airline industry.
Or even an environment.
Or an environment. And these chemicals attach to body proteins to make them tens of thousands, if not millions of times more volatile and autoimmune. Now, I started doing research on three main chemicals. We did tests on toluene, diisocyanates, cyanates, and formaldehyde. And another toxic chemical. And what we did, this is UCLA with Dr. Chungun Vujidani, I simply sent the bloods down to these guys. And they would measure levels of antibodies against these bloods and specific variety proteins. The one they picked was just simply albumin, which is the main blood protein. They didn't measure a protein in your brain, your heart, or others. We can now do that through immunosciences with Dr. Vujidani, that got trained at Bar-Ilan University in Israel and UCLA. He's a director of immunosciences in Los Angeles, has been there now since the early 1980s. I've known him now for 37 years. He's really brilliant. And if you do the test there at immunosciences or other immunology labs that I've used for now almost four decades, I can prove to you that volatile chemicals, if they attach to body proteins, now everybody that develops autoimmunity has several other things. They have a thing called SBO, small bowel overgrowth and leaky gut syndrome. So if you get large peptides across your gut wall, there's a thing called immune homology. So, for example, the peptides in your splanchnic circulation of your lower small bowel, your ileum, the peptides look identical to Saccharomyces cerevisiae, the fungus that actually makes bread. So if you have bread fungus and it attaches to a volatile toxic chemical, say from a motorhome that's oak gassing chemicals internally, you're going to get into trouble. You're going to have those proteins now millions of times more allergenic. And your T lymphocytes are going to get sensitized. And when they see the proteins in your on the basement membrane of your bowel wall, they're going to puncture holes through it, and that's going to cause you to get an inflammatory bowel granuloma. Eventually, you might get, you know, loop-to-loop fistulae or small bowel abscesses or all kinds of things. You know, if you're a female, might form a fistula between your ileum and your uterus wall or the ovaries or God knows what. I mean, it's really bad. So,
can I make a comment on formaldehyde?
Yeah, formaldehyde is very, you know. Yeah, go ahead.
Most people do not know this, and this is, of course, what took the congressional committee down in New Orleans when I explained this to these individuals. Whenever you're producing exhaust from a carbon-based fuel combustion, whether it's, you know, exhaust from a vehicle or if you're actually running your gas cooktop, you know, these families down in New Orleans were unaccustomed to using propane as a cooking heating source.
Right.
They're usually using electricity. So they were not familiar with the risk of running a cooktop or an oven in a closed, very small box, like a FEMA trailer. And I explained to them, whenever you're combusting a carbon-based fuel like natural gas, propane, or anything at all, you know, coal or wood included, you're producing three primary noxious and toxic gases. Number one, carbon dioxide, which is not toxic in itself, but it displaces oxygen.
And by the way, it doesn't disconnect from your red blood cells. So those RBCs, red blood cells, become basically inactive and useless.
Well, so, I was talking about carbon dioxide. Then the next one is carbon monoxide.
Yeah, carbon monoxide is what I'm thinking of, yeah.
But also, people don't know this, but formaldehyde is the third gas. Because, see, what is carbon monoxide is CO. Formaldehyde is H2CO.
Right.
So what is formaldehyde? It's simply wet carbon monoxide.
Right.
And when you're producing any combustion that involves a carbon fuel at all, you're producing carbon monoxide, number one, and formaldehyde.
Right.
And that formaldehyde, initially you will smell it, but after breathing the carbon monoxide, it shuts down, you know, your olfactory senses, so you no longer are detecting any smell. And it makes it really dangerous.
That's
so when you're using it,
similar to hydrogen sulfide, which people don't understand, high sulfur fuels do the same thing. You can't smell it above below a certain part per million.
So if you're using a gas range in a small space, you're also poisoning yourself.
Wow.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Let's see how far we've come.
back, and we have another caller. We'd like to keep you on, Tom, but we have Jesse in Utah. I don't know if we can keep both of you guys on, but we'll try.
How's it going, Doctor?
Yeah, Jesse, you had a question regarding your... you have a friend that had a constant heartburn, and his esophagus is stuck open. I'm not sure what he means.
That's what the doctor told him, and they're getting to the point they want to take him under the knife and work on him. And I told him it's got to be, you know, whatever, something's going on.
Let me explain. The first thing
you want to do is surgery, you know?
You don't rush into surgery. The first thing you want to do is you want to see if he's got a stricture. And you can do bouchinage to open it up. But most of the time when you've got Helicobacter pylori or fungus like Candida albicans, glabratus tropicalis, or some other low-grade inflammatory bacteria, you're going to get esophagitis, and the columnar cells get inflamed, and you can form a stricture or a spasm in the myenteric plexus of nerves in the esophagus. Sometimes the esophagus will actually get a motor disorder and actually crawl and get reverse peristalsis, so it'll crawl up. Basically you'll get into the chest, you'll get a pouch of esophagus, and the lower esophageal sphincter doesn't work, so it's quote open, which means what they're trying to do is they may need to kind of repair the hiatal hernia, which is probably what's happened. I have nutraceuticals that can restore the motor activity. We have a thing called IBS care that's a gut release, a form of carnitine that'll normalize peristaltic ways. We have things that are antipathogenic that'll kill off the pathogens causing the abnormal myenteric plexus, tertiary waves in the esophagus. We have GastroHeal, the zinc carnosine that'll heal the gut wall. And we have antipathogenics like Neutrodyne, NutriSilver, Allicin Med, and of course things to boost your immune system. So you try to rush, you not rush in to do that if you can heal it. And you want to sculpt the esophagus first to see if you have erosions. If you don't have erosions, and you've got what's called a hiatal hernia, you don't rush in and do surgery if you can kind of cool things off and see if the peristaltic waves will restore to normal. So if it's an early hiatal hernia and it's not a fixed one, it's been there for months or years, then you can get away with that. Now, the surgery is big surgery. By big surgery, I mean there's always a complication rate. There's a percentage of people that go into surgery and they don't come out. They die whenever you do big surgery in the mediastinum. So you got to understand these are not risk-free, and there's also complications when you do this kind of surgery.
That's always the solution for the doctor, it seems like. And I told him, I had a friend, he was an older guy, but he had the same problem, and he actually ended up getting cancer because of it.
You can get esophageal cancer, and the problem is they should do a biopsy of the esophagus to see if he's got cancer. What may be going on there, he's actually got a mediastinal cancer, and it's coming out as an esophageal issue. And in fact, he's got a mediastinal lymph node. So you do an esophageal, peristaltic study, where you swallow barium. Then you do a scoping. Then you do a spiral section CT scan and a PET scan to make sure you don't have a tumor in the mediastinum that's affecting the esophagus.
He's been at it for a long time. I'm sure they've done some tests, so...
Don't assume anything. Have him contact me, because don't assume that his doctors have done the right thing. Most of the time, they've screwed up. We're just talking about conventional medicine, let alone alternative. Of the time, they've screwed up.
I'm all about natural anyway.
And if you can avoid surgery, you want to, at least for years if you can. But if you have to do surgery, you have to do it. But you want to do the minimum we call, least invasive surgery. So you can do that through a scope rather than an open, thoracotomy. That's what you want to do. Have them contact me. Take care, everybody, and back tomorrow with another amazing show for you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers
and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.